It has been a third rail in American politics for at least the past decade, if not longer. But we're at a point now where DOD simply can't afford to not address this issue any longer. The military health care program grew by 85% in real terms over the past decade. That's a significant increase, and it now is costing, military health care is consuming about 10% of the base defense budget.
So that's about $50, $55 billion every year.
Right, $52 billion a year. And you know, the reason it's grown has been a lot of new benefits have been enacted by Congress, and existing benefits have been expanded. You know, a good example is the TRICARE for Life program that is now costing DOD $11 billion a year in the budget, and that program didn't exist 10 years ago.
So some of the proposals we've seen don't look all that radical, like $20 a month or some small amount, which has a huge leverage DOD, but across DOD, but very small amount per person. Even right. Those don't fly very well, do they?
No, and the Bush administration in their FY07 budget proposed some modest increases in the cost that military retirees that were of working age would pay for their military health care benefits. It would have increased it by about $50 a month, and that was shot down by Congress pretty quickly. It was basically dead on arrival. And the Obama administration this year proposed a much more modest increase of just $5 a month, and that looks like it might actually pass. But the new proposal that we've seen come out of the Obama administration just in the past few weeks actually deals with TRICARE for Life, which is the health care component that applies to military retirees over the age of 65. They proposed instituting a $200 per year fee for that program, and right now it's free. So we'll see if that gets any traction on the Hill.
Well, wouldn't that be something that would have to be spiraled in? I mean, they couldn't all of a sudden start charging $200 a year to folks who are already in the system, could they?
Well, that is the proposal, that they would start at $200 per year, and then it would be indexed to a measure of inflation in the future. So it would start, I believe, in FY13.
We're speaking with Todd Harrison, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. And there's another part of the equation we're not hearing a lot about, and that is VA's part in all this, because as people become veterans, there's a whole component of lifetime health care on that side also. So are the planners thinking about this in totality?
Well, yeah, that's an excellent point. You got the military health care system that applies to the active duty military, their dependents, military retirees, and their dependents. That's about $52 billion a year in the federal budget. Then you've got the veterans health care system, which is separate. It's not part of the defense budget. It's part of the Department of Veterans Affairs. That's also about $50 billion a year. That is not being touched. I have not seen any proposals to reduce that. In fact, the Obama administration has come out and said in all of the budget caps that we're looking at under the Budget Control Act and sequestration that they want Congress to continue to increase veterans health care funding and to wall that off and protect it from any cuts, which means that everything else in the security part of the budget, including DOD, would have to get cut a little bit more in order to protect funding for VA health care. So right now, that is not on the table.
Are there any unintended circumstances or consequences of this that are going to wind up being baked in? I mean, I'm thinking just off the top of my head, recruitment. They're not going to be able to get the caliber of people that they might normally have gotten if they start taking away the benefits that attract people to military service in the first place.
Well, you know, that's a big unknown for DOD. And, you know, over the past decade, as a lot of these new benefits have been enacted, part of the thinking was not only do we want to take care of our troops, but we want to make the military a more attractive career for people to help recruiting. And we did have a recruiting problem in the middle of the decade around 2005, 2006. We're not having a recruiting problem now because of the unemployment rate and the economy, but who knows in the future. But you know, one of the things I proposed recently in a paper that we published at CSBA was that instead of focusing exclusively on how to reduce costs, DOD should start focusing on how to get better value from its compensation and benefits programs. And to do that, then they need to measure how service members value their current benefits. And that's something that we don't know a lot about. How much does it matter to an 18-year-old deciding whether or not to enlist, whether or not they have health care when they retire? How important is that to their decision-making? That's something that DOD really needs to collect data about to understand.
So what has to happen? Does Congress have to approve anything, can the department do some changes unilaterally?
Just about all of these changes have to be approved by Congress. Any of the increases to fees or anything like that, Congress is going to have to approve. And so we'll have to see that. You know, there'll be a lot of debate on the Hill. There already is a lot of debate about this, but it'll be going through all the Armed Services Committees and probably Appropriation Committees as well for some of these proposals.
And just a final question, do you have any sense of how well they can, especially in DOD, but also VA, do we know how accurate their actuarial types of calculations are to get a good understanding of the long-term effects of Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yeah, you know, it's a big unknown right now. I can tell you that with the Vietnam conflict, that the healthcare costs, the veterans' healthcare costs for that, are just now reaching their peak. And, you know, that's for Vietnam-era veterans. So it's entirely possible that 30 or 40 years from now, we will only be reaching our peak in healthcare costs related to Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. But there's reasons to believe that the healthcare costs from these conflicts could be substantially different because the injuries are substantially different. But we have more and more people surviving on the battlefield because of the great health care that we're providing in that golden hour of getting people to medical treatment. And we're seeing a lot more traumatic brain injuries. And quite frankly, we don't know what the long-term health consequences of some of these injuries are going to be.
So it sounds like there could be a balloon payment 20, 30, 40 years down the line.
There could be. And that's what, you know, we have to watch out for in the future.